You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is June 19th, 2023. I am your host, Dan Keller, and today's show features an interview with Protect the Tract organizer, Courtney Sky. We spoke about the June 21st Solidarity Day, Unity Jam, and the Cross Game in Waterloo Park, the work of Protect the Tract, and the importance of honoring the treaty relationships which were the basis of sharing the land between settlers, the Haudenosaunee, and other Indigenous nations. With the tagline, Love, Lax, and Land Back, the Free Solidarity Day event, put together in partnership with the Longhouse Hub, CAFCA, and Ose Geniantate, also known as Land Back Camp, quote, seeks to celebrate solidarity and unity in honoring the Grand River, upholding Haudenosaunee rights and land stewardship in the Haldimand Tract. The Haldimand Tract is all the land 11 kilometers on either side of the Grand River, from source to mouth, and was promised to Haudenosaunee in perpetuity following the American Revolutionary War. Settlers and settler governments have chipped away at the original 3,850 square kilometers, with the Haudenosaunee now only controlling about 192 square kilometers, about 5% of the original land. Courtney also speaks about the Bead the Tract project, which is a collaborative art and education undertaking using Haudenosaunee raised beadwork on a tanned deer hide to create a map of the Haldimand Tract. The project aims to raise awareness of the Haldimand Tract, Haudenosaunee land rights, and the demand for a moratorium on building along the Haldimand Tract without developers first gaining the consent of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy Chiefs Council. You can find Protect the Tract on social media at Protect the Tract, and you can get more information about the Solidarity Day Unity Jam and the host organization at protectthetract.com. Let's now get into the interview.
So my name is Courtney Sky. I'm Mohawk Turtle Clan, Six Nations of the Grand River. I am co-director of an organization called Protect the Tract. We're a Haudenosaunee-led public education campaign raising awareness about a moratorium on development that's been put in place by the Haudenosaunee Confederacy Chiefs Council and an event that we're hosting for June 21st, which is acknowledges Indigenous Peoples Day, but comes from work around solidarity organizing that Indigenous communities have done. Historically on the day, we are going to be at Waterloo Park. Unity Jam is a lot of Indigenous artists coming together to be in solidarity with one another through our acts of resistance and celebration and making music and hanging out and just having a good time with one another.
All right. What excites you about the day?
Just excited about the day and hanging out with musicians and hanging out with friends and seeing people and visiting. It's always a really inviting time and meeting new people. So very excited to have this event take place in Waterloo.
How does the Unity Jam further the work of Protect the Track?
Well, we want to invite many people into a conversation around the future of the Grand River watershed and to have conversations around what does our future along the Grand River look like. So the moratorium and development was put in place following a lot of the conflict that was happening at 1492 Landback Lane between land defenders and OPP, where we're seeing a lot of criminalization, a lot of violence happening. And our traditional leadership said, in order for us to actually have a meaningful conversation, a meaningful dialogue, to be able to have the nation-to-nation conversations, we need to stop having our land be developed without our consent and without, consideration for what's happening in the future. In order to have really meaningful conversations around climate change, around the future of how we're caring for the river. All these things can't happen while there is a while land keeps getting developed. So that's the reason for the moratorium. It's to shift the conversation that's been happening between Indigenous people, between Haudenosaunee people, and the people that share the Grand River watershed with us, that we are having a more respectful conversation around how we're stewarding the lands, because I think everyone that lives along the Grand River recognizes it's not flourishing, it's not able to sustain the people that live along it in a really healthy way. So we want to have a conversation about it, but then we also recognize that this is a treaty-based relationship, and our original agreements and treaties don't talk about us being in conflict or fighting with one another. They talk about us being in partnership and friendship with one another. And that doesn't mean that we always have to be in conflict, but we can have friends and relationships and invite people into a meaningful conversation that's respectful, but it can also be fun and friendly.
Some partners of the event, we have Kafka and the Longhouse Hub. How did you connect with those organizations?
So we have a project that we're working on called Be the Tract. And when we were starting this campaign, because of course the moratorium was declared in 2021, it's new, it's recent. But when we were thinking about how we are building our education campaign, we thought, you know, our group was thinking, what would be the most beautiful way that we could show our relationship to the river? And we thought of using our traditional beadwork techniques of our culture and our cultural practices, but also show people what's going on with the watershed and the map making. So we obviously wanted to show this to people as well. So we reached out to Kafka as a potential partner for displaying and showing this map once we're completed. But as this relationship with Kafka has evolved and grown, it has come into other kinds of activities, such as us being at the Kitchener Market this weekend, us hoping along the process as well as the beaded map is built and as our beaders are doing their art. So as part of Kafka's biennial, we're going to have beaders, raised beadwork artists who are working on the map, creating the map in public spaces. Raised beadwork is typically a individual kind of art, but this is a collective project, and the artists are going to be doing this art in public space, hosting some workshops, showing people this Haudenosaunee-specific beading technique, and showing people how their progress is going on this beautiful map they're making.
That's awesome. Where can people find this particular part of the project over the next few weeks?
So the beaded map and protected track, we're going to have info booths, we're going to have workshops set up. It's going to be at the Kitchener Market, and they're also going to be at the Unity Jam at Waterloo Park on the 21st.
Cool. That'll be good for folks to check out. And then the Longhouse Hub. I'm not familiar with that organization.
So the Longhouse Labs, that is a project of Logan McDonald. It is a arts hub that he's been developing at the university to create spaces for Indigenous people in the art.
Also on the poster, I see an organization, Lambat Camp. Now, for the past few years, this organization has demanded, taken, and created space for Indigenous voices, Indigenous representation, Indigenous people at the local municipal level in actual decision-making. Can you discuss Solidarity Day, Landback, and the Landback Camp locally that Protect the Tract has worked with in the past?
Yeah, so I think it's important to honor the foundations of why June 21st is acknowledged as a day for Indigenous peoples. As long as I've been growing up, it has been a day of organizing, and it's something that Indigenous organizations have always kind of taken off or allowed their staff to have the day off. And it was always like a day of our own people having a day for ourselves as like a stat holiday, which always involved, you know, community events or different activities. And I thought that was really important to keep alive, because so many different times, even with it being Indigenous Peoples Day, there's a co-opting that can happen of our movements, of our organizing. So By keeping the name Solidarity Day, I think we're just harkening back to this movement organizing that our aunties, uncles, and grandparents engaged in to set aside distinctive spaces for Indigenous people, but also for us to have the space and capacity to think about ourselves, our own organizing, and how we exist in solidarity with one another. So as Protect the Tract has emerged as an organization, we recognize the amazing work that's been going on with Land Back Camp in Kitchener and Waterloo, all of the progress that they've made locally. And so honoring their work, prioritizing it, amplifying it, making it, informing our own work in their area based on their example and uplifting what they're doing has always been a priority of our organization as we've slowly grown. So we definitely intend this space to be also inclusive of folks that are working and organizing here and extending care and love with them, especially with a Unity Jam, which is like a fun kind of creative activity to bring that here and have a celebratory event where we are acknowledging kind of, you know, Indigenous people that are engaged in land defense all over the place and our allies and people who are interested in learning about our organizing and movements, that this is a space where that can happen. And we're really excited to continue to partner with Land Back Camp because we're just like, just in love and celebratory of everything that they've been doing in the area.
And as it is Solidarity Day coming up and the event will be taking place on the 21st, what can people in Waterloo region do to support what Protect the Tract is doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, what we were really hoping is that people are educating themselves about the history of the region. You know, how do these towns and cities come to be where they are? Why were settlers drawn to the Grand River? And a lot of it has to do with the influence of Haudenosaunee people, the role that we played in the American Revolution, of the establishment of Ontario. You know, there's this long history of, especially people in Ontario, relying on the Haudenosaunee people to stabilize and establish themselves. But as time has gone on, that settler prosperity has come at the expense and exploitation of Indigenous peoples, and especially the Haudenosaunee people here at Grand River. So as people are becoming aware of this history and see the kind of impacts this has had on us, and that we're voicing our concerns, especially through land defense actions or challenging what's going on with how the lands are being stewarded, then we hope people will stand in solidarity with us. But that also settler people are holding their own governments accountable for the continued land exploitation that happens along the Grand River, or what's happening with things like Aberfoyle Springs and the water being taken, you know, at a huge rate by a private company, while our reserve that's also being fed by the same river has no access to clean drinking water across the territory. There's only a small portion of the community that actually has access to water, while the vast majority of people that live in the territory don't have access to clean or safe drinking water. So there's a lot of these instances, a lot of examples that are happening right now with this injustice happening to the people that live at Grand River, at Six Nations. So we want people to stand in solidarity, be educating themselves. And of course, if they're looking for resources and they're looking for information, they're looking for our perspectives and what we've experienced at the Grand River, all of that is on the Protect the Tract website. If people are looking to learn more about us, we have a timeline of the resistance and organizing Haudenosaunee people have gone through on our website. We also have all of our upcoming events and ideas on how people can take action and work in solidarity with us and with Indigenous people that are living in the watershed. And of course, this is all us wanting to be a catalyst and generate a conversation around what does the future of land stewardship look like for the Grand River. And how are we prioritizing and basing that in the Haudenosaunee knowledge that has been cultivated over thousands of years of living in the Carolinian forest as river and winter people? How do we use that knowledge to make sure that our lands and waters are kept sustainable for future generations? because of course it's the future generations that are going to have to deal with climate change and all the different environmental impacts that are being generated by us. And we right now as adults have the ability to stop that and lift that burden from future generations of children that, you know, settler and indigenous children are going to have to endure. So let's do that. Let's do that work together. And let's start building a more sustainable future in the Grand River watershed.
Thank you for that.
You have been listening to an interview with Courtney Sky of Protect the Tract on CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. This is Dan Keller, and thank you for tuning in.
This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.